Man, I missed you guys. Love doing this. Had a good practice today, I thought. Got a little bit better than we were yesterday. Still working a lot of situations, a lot of technique work, installing some new offense, and looking at some new things defensively. So it's been good. So, questions?
Mike, what's the latest on Cook?
Yeah, he's doing individual stuff out here, and then when we get the team stuff, we're pulling him out. But he's doing good.
So far, no surprises or kind of on schedule.
No, we anticipate. I mean, he may end up getting into some OTAs. I think probably toward the end, maybe by the mandatory mini camp, I think we'll probably get some work, and then should be ready to roll for a training camp.
Offensive coordinator for 4 years. How has your level of collaboration changed, from Norv to Pat now to John?
It really hasn't changed too much. Flip and I have a really good conversation. We've good talks about football, about situations, about offense. I mean, so that's all been good.
Mike, is Anthony Barr in the building?
No.
Why not?
Well, he came to me yesterday and said he wasn't going to be here, so
to relate his contract?
I don't know. I don't worry about those things. I just know that the conversation we had, and I'm going to keep it between myself and him. Yeah, he had a little tweak. It's not the same thing he had in the fall, so.
Stay, take a pay cut, do whatever you can to still be part of this and still contribute. Does that also speak to a different side of you, not only the football, but the guy that just loves it so much and still wants to come out here and do whatever you can?
Yeah, well, obviously I talked to Brian a couple times, and he felt like there was still some unfinished business and he wanted to be part of this, and he felt good about about the team, I think, and the first day he got in the building, was after he redid his deal, and then he was excited about being here and seeing this building and getting around the guys again. That's part of why we do this all the time is we get an opportunity to work with a lot of great people and good people. Our locker room's a good locker room.
Putting in a new offense and having two receivers that are as versatile as Stephon had.
Yeah, again, it's a big thing. It's great to have those two guys, and they're working their rear ends off. Obviously we have to look at a lot of different things early, and then tempered a little bit to what Cousins does best, and the variation of things hasn't really gotten into there yet.
Coach, how do you see the kicking competition go? Where would you like to see it go?
Whoever's best, I don't really care. We had a little competition today, so it was good. It's still a long way to go before we have to make final cuts. It just depends on how everything shakes out. This week we decided to keep him at tackle. Maybe next week we'll put him at guard. But at this point, Rashad Hill was a little bit banged up this week. And so we said, well, let's keep him there. Look at him again this week. We can look at Isadora guard, Compton at guard, and kind of see where we're at there and then kind of move forward. Excuse me?
How did Kirk look to you today?
I thought he looked good. Made some nice, good. He's a very anticipatory thrower. He throws guys open. He's very, very accurate. I think he's doing a good job of taking control of the offense. And, like everybody, he's learning a new system, learning new people and things like that. But, I thought he did good today, and I thought he's done good. All the times we've been out here.
Last couple for Coach.
Mike, is this the most comfortable maybe you've been as a head coach roster-wise going into OTAs on both sides of the ball?
You know, Don, I don't worry too much about that. You know, I just coach guys that are here. You know, Rick and I have great discussion and dialogue about the roster. Every day we sit and talk about something about the roster. You know, and if we didn't have the guy, you know, I'm comfortable with the team that we have, yes. But if we didn't have this team, then we'd coach the guys we got.
Mike, last year you didn't have any players protesting the national anthem that would become a league issue. The NFL today, while you were practicing, resolved it. Essentially, players can stay in the locker room or choose to come out. And if they kneel, it's up to teams to decide whether to discipline. It's a lot to take in, I get it, but what are your thoughts in general on that issue and also what you want your team to adhere to?
Well, number one, I didn't know anything about this, but, I was proud of my team last year. They stood for the anthem. I think it's important that we stand for the anthem. I think it's important that we represent our country the right way, the flag the right way. You know, a lot of people have, and I probably shouldn't get on a tangent, right? But a lot of people have died for that flag, and that flag represents our country and what we stand for. And so I think that's important. I'll stop there.
Like typically with the kicker competition, would you expect that to come down to late preseason games? Or?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, we'll see how it goes. If one guy's way ahead of the other guy, then, you know, we might make the change sooner. But so the other guy gets all the reps. One thing you have to be careful a little bit about, you know, there's not 65,000 people here screaming and, you know, doing the skull chant and all those other things when they're out there kicking. And, you know, if they miss a game winner here today, it's probably not the same as missing a game winner on September 9th or whatever it is when we play. Okay, thank you.